our VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. We are blessed to once again have Dr. Truat as our co-host, and our guest is, and I'm honored to say, Carl Swartz, from the CEO of Dakota Group Nanotech in Prague, Czech Republic. Carl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. We finally made it.
Hallelujah. Your cell phone's strong. Great to hear, sir. How are you today?
Oh, it's been a typical Monday, just taking care of all the people that went to sleep over the weekend and forgot what they were supposed to do today.
Oh, boy. But I bet you haven't. You're a man on a mission.
Yeah, we're on a mission. Yeah, I am, you are, and other people, too. I had interesting communications today. Check into this. Her name is Pamela, and let me see her last name. Have to do this slowly because my emails come in just thousands at a time. Her name is Pamela Popper, P-O-P-P-E-R, and she's out of Ohio. She's the one that's been exposing all of the fake numbers on CDC. And Florida just changed their projections of like 95,000 to 97,000 COVID deaths to down 11,000 or less. So, I mean, people all across America are finally waking up. They're focusing on reality. They're focusing on the numbers. And over here, it's way past that. I mean, we've been focused on it since March when this all started.
You're saying in Florida that the number has decreased, although I did see an email come in that Broward County, which is where I'm from, my adult children live in Broward County, but they are now mandating for people to wear their mask in their home.
Oh, yeah.
In their house.
Well, they have to mandate it now because CDC just got caught lying and the number dropped way down. So they have to get it back up to 97,000.
Unbelievable. Why would they do that, though, showing that there's a decrease in the number of cases?
It's because they didn't bother to factor in that we actually did have swine flu, and swine flu was multiple times worse all over the world, where it does occur. You know, they do have the flu season. Like here in Europe, 197,593, I think, people died of swine flu and resulting pneumonia from that. Now, a lot of those people had comorbidity issues. They were obese. You know, they were smokers. They had heart problems. They already had pulmonary problems. But if you look back at the real numbers of who's died over here of COVID, it's nowhere near what the four main reporting sites are saying it is. Nowhere close. They're just making these numbers up.
Unbelievable. So how do you think they're monitoring people wearing their mask in their house? This is just mind-blowing to me.
Maybe they're spying on their laptop video, or maybe they're spying through their smart TV.
Unbelievable. I don't question anything anymore. I mean, nothing surprises me any longer. Let me make sure they got Dr. True on the line. True, are you there?
I am here listening intently. Good morning,
Yay!
Carl, or as the case may be, and Prague, thank you so much for coming on board with us again. Man, I don't know what happened. We got ready to take you on, and no connection. That's crazy.
Yeah, how you doing, True?
I am so wonderful, and this has got to be breaking story. I did an interview on my radio show Friday with a lady named Renette Sunham. Wow, what a story. She's a little Nevada City, California, 3,000 population. She was the mayor and city councilman for years and years, and began her story just real quickly. Is she believed the hype? She had no reason to doubt it. And back in February, March, and so she did all the right things: the social distancing, the sequestering, the mask wearing. But then when it didn't materialize and there was no deaths, she began to really be proactively asking questions. This is just the same thing we've been talking about. And what concerns her, she in her testimony, she says, is what happened with the concerted state government attacks on her personally, marginalizing her with lies about her personality and that she's lost her mind. She says that to me is more dangerous, by far more dangerous than any potential deadly virus, because it's taking people away from the democratic process and the due process. And she, and Nancy, it was a great interview. I was tickled with what she said it very eloquently. She says we have got to somehow awaken the sleeping masses, and maybe it's going to take lawsuits. Maybe someone needs to file some major lawsuits. And I didn't talk about you, but I was sure tempted to.
Well, she just joined Signal, Carl. I added it as a contact to my cell phone, yeah. And it notified me that she's on Signal. So I'll be texting her. Maybe you and I can interview her or something.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I noticed when I got drug into this thing sideways. I mean, I try to stay focused on my business. I was in Canada for 2 years, major project. We're getting ready to build up there. I had to go through all the zoning, site acquisition, you know, engineering, stuff like that. Came back to Europe, and then I got locked down. You know, I was like, oh, my God, what do you mean? I can't cross the border? Well, you can leave, but you can't come back. Or if you do come back, you're going to be on a 14-day quarantine. So I called and I looked out ahead at Canada, because that's where I needed to go back to. Same thing. As soon as I land, 14-day quarantine. And I said, I don't have 14 days to spare, so you know, we'll just wait this out. But what happened was we're sitting here watching all the numbers here. You know, we have doctors. I've already met with a lot of doctors and scientists here. And everything that you're saying on these U.S.-produced websites, and one of the websites is actually out of U.K. and France, it's all mythical numbers. As soon as we were talking about doing away with our mask, they announced we had 331 new cases. We had zero. And then last Thursday, their health minister, I'll send a copy of this to both of you, their health minister, Adam Wojtek, announced that as of Saturday, the 25th of July, everybody had to wear a mask everywhere, including outside. I mean, how are you gonna sit outside on a terrace, drink a beer or a glass of wine, or eat your meal when you have to wear a mask? So I sent him an email, and within 3 hours, he had to withdraw his order. And well, okay, only in hospitals and only groups of 100 or more.
Wow.
Because it's like the entire nation stood up behind me. That email went everywhere.
Wonderful.
And all
wonderful.
I did,
yeah.
They,
for us to
I
just trust them blindly, thinking that they're keeping the right numbers, is a joke. I mean, I believe as much as I don't even believe anything I watch on television. If I watch it at all, it's just to see what they're up to and their agenda. I mean, we cannot trust these people. I mean, that's what I do when I walk into a post office with no mask.
Now,
I literally say to people, stop watching the news. They're lying. They're funded by the drug companies, people. Right. Wake up, you know?
Exactly.
And,
exactly. I'm gonna teach you some Wall Street jargon. Figures lie and liars figure. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, also, I wanted to introduce another lady. I've already texted her to get her on the show. Her name is Tammy Harema, and she's in Michigan, and she's a independent agency, private agency, but she's an OSHA like expert. And I just added it to the front page of our website. And ironically, I emailed some past members of ours, friends of mine for 10 plus years, mine and my husband's, long short, in Michigan, Doug and Mary Harema. And I said, do you guys happen to know this Tammy Harema? And Doug texts me back and said, that's my daughter. So she just did an amazing video. It's on the front page of our website, I think right underneath Dell Bigtree, exposing the scam. And anyway, it's a great video. You want to watch it because she's the expert, showing how it's just a joke on how they can force us to wear these masks. So we definitely have to lead everybody to the truth behind the situation so they don't die of inhaling their own carbon dioxide. It's crazy.
Well, one of the things over here that I've been meeting with the scientists and the doctors about, I said, do you have any idea what the size of this virus is? And they just shake their head no. And I said, it's like 85 to 100 nanometers. And a HEPA N95 mask will only stop down to 300 nanometers. I said, if you had a very expensive mask, it's useless. And this recommendation from your health ministry and your prime minister, wear a mask or at least put a scarf over your nose and your mouth, is useless.
That's right. That's right. And just to remind the audience, whoever's listening, that this mask is just a forerunner for the vaccination. I mean, their ultimate agenda is to get us to take the coronavirus vaccination, which is going to be, you know, changing our genetic makeup. I mean, it's literally the mark of the beast. And I've known this for 20 years now because Father showed all that to me. So it's just amazing how they're just dumbing down the sheeple to the max right now, saying you got to wear it at home just to see what kind of compliance. And unfortunately, the masses are going to destruction. You know, I mean, we're here to reach the narrow gate. So anybody listening, you don't want to comply to their scare tactics. It's all based on lies. The goal is, of course, to get your vaccination. They're just dumbing down the sheeple even more. And unfortunately, the majority of the people are just, you know, walking around like sheep and just listen to whatever they're being told. So we don't want to give in to that. There's a lot of people standing up speaking truth.
I've already had doctors check into something. This Oxford virus that AstraZeneca paid $750 million just to get the front row seat for, that vaccine is only allocated for the UK, US, and India. I had to really think about that until I started looking at US policies about China and Asia. But that one, it's based on an attenuated adenovirus, and it's the same adenovirus that gives you, like, earache, you know, escutcheon tube problems, maybe a little bit of a sinus or cold problem, and sore throat. That's not respiratory. So we had some people rush through and look at this, and they said, there's no way in hell they're going to get more than 3 or 4 months of immunity from this vaccine. But it's only allocated for the U.S., U.K., and India. The other vaccine.
And, of course, we all know that even viruses don't even exist. It's your compromised immune system, and Dr. True knows this better than anybody. It's the compromised immune system that allows a virus to manifest itself in your cells. So as long as your cellular terrain strong, which is where mine and Truth's, both mine and True's ministries come from, is building that cellular terrain so that you're not affected by anything that comes towards you that could cause any issues. And two, you want to expound on that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, the other vaccine I was going to talk about is being clinical trials in progress now, recruiting in phase one down in Australia. Novavax, which is out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. That particular vaccine is based on two new developments, both of them very experimental. One is called VLPs, which are virus-like particles. And what they do is they take like an influenza virus, they take a non-influenza virus, and we think it's the baculovirus. They take insect components, they may even be taking some mammal components, may even be taking anthrax components, and they make what they call a VLP. And these are supposedly to force you to have an autoimmune reaction, as if you're not going to have one anyway. And then the other thing is the adjuvant. they're trying to get away from the aluminum-based, mercury-based adjuvant. So this one is it's called saponin. That is a plant-based steroid. And a lot of people have zero tolerance for steroids.
Yeah.
But this is what they're testing down in Australia right now. This one is evidently allocated to the rest of the world because Bill Gates, a Wellcome Trust, and CEPI, which is the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, have dumped in at least $388 million behind these people. They bought a plant not too far from where I'm sitting in Prague, and they're rushing so they can do 1 billion doses just in that plant.
Mm-mm.
But that vaccine, I will never allow them to shoot that into me.
No. No vaccine. Vaccines can't work because you're bypassing our Creator's defenses. This is what I've learned the hardest way possible through the death of my first child. You're bypassing our Creator's defenses. If it comes to the nose of the mouth like He intended, like He created our body to be exposed to something through the nose of the mouth, you can vomit it, or you can run fever, or you can have diarrhea, you know, the whole defense mechanisms, but you're bypassing all those defenses straight to the bloodstream. I mean, vaccines belong in the garbage can. There's no vaccine that anybody's going to convince me belongs in the human body. It belongs in the garbage can. So especially this coronavirus vaccine. But more importantly, Carl, I really want to get caught up because I know you're going to be disappearing for a little bit and taking a sabbatical. So I wanted to ask you about this thing that you're doing over there in Prague, the lawsuits. I wanted to get an update on what's going on. I know that you've been getting a lot of resistance, but I just want to know whatever you can share with us, with the audience, on the status of your lawsuits that you have against them.
Well, like I said, it's two lawsuits. One of them doesn't have anything to do with Corona. It has to do with a lot of illegal actions by the Clintons and the Obama people. But that's a separate issue, and they're facing some serious problems on that one. The other one on the bioterrorism racketeering, stop and think. How many times have you heard Fauci and Gates talking about Moderna?
Yep.
Well, the Moderna, what they call the mRNA vaccine trials, have already crashed and burned. All the monkeys got sick. Some of the monkeys died. But there was a lot of people that just got hold on that deal when they were fucking up the value of the company.
Hmm.
They did the same thing. They did the same thing in dropping other names like Remdesivir, Gilead, blah, blah, blah. None of those are what you call standalone solutions for this. And behind the scenes, we've been watching even the stock manipulations. It's not just all the stuff you see in the news. I mean, people are profiteering big time on this. So, you know, what we're having to track is it's actually about seven parallel issues, and we're having to track every bit of it. I've got entire teams working on it. It's interesting to watch because it goes into the human psyche thing. They're looking like, oh my God, I'm losing my ass. What do I need to invest in? Oh, Bill Gates. And Fauci say Remdesivir, or they say Moderna, and they dump about a bunch of money in there, and they wake up the next morning and it's
unbelievable. It's unbelievable what they're up to. True, you there?
I'm in. Yeah, Carl, I want you, if you could, to elaborate more on the 5G a little bit. We talked about this in prior shows. Of course, that's where you really shine. You're the expert in nanotech, the nanotubules, and that. Explain to us how 5G affects carbon structures, not only in what you're doing, but also in, of course, cells or carbon-based life forms. What happens to the cell when it's hit with 5G? Can you elaborate on that a little more for us?
To some degree. There's a lot of research going on right now. One of the reasons we haven't brought 5G into these two lawsuits, well, one of the lawsuits is immaterial. That's just violation of U.S. law. The 5G issue, everybody already knows that 4G is risky. And there is some research on that. What there is not at this time is hard scientific facts about what 5G is doing. What you have is a lot of anecdotal type stuff. You have a report that I just got today out of Sweden about what's going on in Sweden after they rolled up and went full implementation 5G. But until a team of doctors and scientists go in there and look at that very closely, you know, you have to take the emotion out of it. It has to be the medical and scientific facts. What I personally think is, yes, it does weird things to your cells. It does weird things to your blood cells and even oxygen levels. But I can't even bring that into these lawsuits until we have the scientific evidence to back it up. We have the scientific evidence on the other stuff and the other issues. Like we already know how they did COVID and how they vectored it. But, you know, those are medical and forensic type facts. And right now on 5G, the jury's still out. I don't like it. I think people are not going to be affected well by it. But, you know, I'm not aware of a single report yet that says this is absolutely what this does to the human body.
Well, 60 gigahertz of radiation. I'm sure it's going to do some havoc to the cells.
Yeah, well, radiation is bad enough, but, I mean, we're getting hit with all kinds of radiation just walking outside of the sun.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, what type of radiation?
Right. That's what I wanted to get from you, Carl, is we don't know. There's not enough evidence. There's not been enough studies done to prove it one way or another yet. We're allowing Elon Musk and SpaceX to put out hundreds of, and they're projected to put out 12,000 low orbit satellites beaming this stuff into everybody. Now, why are they doing this without the proof of what it could possibly do to us?
Well, one of the things they have to have, if they want to have this global COVID tracking system, and they also want to be banking, track everything you do banking and purchase-wise, and they want to go to blockchain digital currency, they have to have those satellites. I mean, that's all part of the system that they have planned for us. The only problem is they can't prove it's safe, and at this point in time, we can't prove it's dangerous. But we're working on it. I've already had a meeting here with a neurologist. He's a researcher. He's Czech, but he was educated at Columbia and Yale. And they're already digging into this about what this is doing to the neurological systems, including the brain. So, you know, there's people on it, but they just haven't finished the research yet.
Are you aware of Dr. Andrew Kaufman's recent video that he posted showing the links of exosome research? And really, there's no difference between exosomes and the so-called coronavirus at the cell level. And
well,
Dr. Kaufman has one of his slides in his presentation that shows that, yes,
actually,
radiation. Go ahead.
Yeah, true. There is. We have genome printouts on SARS-CoV-2 on 1,795 different cases. And what the scientists noted, and they would not publish this paper, what she noted was the fact that the 5' UTR of that genome is not naturally occurring. This is genetically engineered, and that does not describe a mesosome.
Is that in every single case? Or just
every single case? And actually, right now, there's probably what started this was SARS-CoV-2 type A. Absolutely, and this can be proven by genomes, is USA origin. That may be what Mike Pompeo was talking about, live exercise. What they battled over in Asia has been type B. What they've been battling here in Europe is a type C. And these were not distributed separately. These are single-strand RNA viruses that mutate about every two or three or four times that they replicate. But right now, now that we've been going on with this since about January, December or January, we're looking at probably 40,000 different genomes. And the simple explanation on that is there's no way in hell anybody's going to develop a vaccine to stop that. And it's for the same reason that there is no vaccine to stop the common cold. What this is, SARS-CoV-2, is the common cold on steroids. They have added things into this thing that are producing things like interstitial pneumonia fast and hard. It's taken away people's ability to even smell or taste. And 68% of 82 autopsies we have in our hands, they died of pulmonary thrombosis. That is not a respiratory disease. That is a blood disorder.
So okay, then it goes back to the very basic question here. How is this produced? How is it given if you can't catch it from droplets or from wearing a mask is ridiculous. It has to come from an injection, correct, into the bloodstream.
Well, everything that we have seen thus far is this was injected into people that have to have flu vaccines, like nursing homes and assisted living centers, and that trend line is proving out in 19 nations that we're investigating right now.
There we go. I mean, there it is. And so I guess where I'm coming from and what I want to make clear to the listening audience, Carl, is the combination of a series of half-truths. You get the influenza, let's say trivalent or quadrivalent vaccine to the high-risk groups. That's causing this new SARS-CoV-2 to be present, as you've documented. Now, here's the problem, though. Most people have not gotten that. So their exosome activity is creating coronaviruses that are making the TCR test go positive. And that's what's fueling this nonsense, isn't it?
Well, that's part of it. The test itself, the PCR test was never intended for what you call curbside testing. That is a laboratory procedure to proceed to isolation of something. What they're doing is they're testing, they're getting a positive, but they're not isolating what tested positive. That's point one. Point two, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Pentagon has already noted within their 3.5-4 million people they have on staff that if you get a flu shot, it raises risk of coronavirus by 36%. This is statistics from inside the Pentagon of why in the hell they got it. What really got me into this was I had already seen something. I'm an expert on what the anthrax vaccine has done to our U.S. military. I've got 18 years experience in that. People were calling me up, like, Carl, what in the hell are COVID eyes and COVID toes? I said, I don't know. I've never seen that. So what they were doing was sending me photographs. And then finally, a lot of these different things out on the Internet. And the COVID toes, I said, well, I wouldn't call those COVID toes, but I've seen it before. I call them anthrax toes. And what the anthrax vaccine does is it creates huge spikes of amyloidosis. And it also creates eosinophilia, which is fluids leaking into your lungs, which is consistent with what we're seeing on these autopsies, because the lungs were like 3 to 4 times their normal weight. But the other thing is it creates massive overproduction of fibrin, which is responsible for blood clotting. Some of these people had blood clotting in every organ of their body that died.
Wow. Well, there you go. Let's recap it, shall we, April? The vaccine is the precursor. It starts the snowball rolling down the hill, so to speak. And, yeah, people are dying. We're not saying that people aren't sick and people aren't dying, but it's the etymology, the beginnings of the disease, that has been misrepresented in a big way in the media. And then, of course, seasonal allergies trigger coronavirus production in the exosomes. The same thing, exosomes is really a virus under the microscope. same nanometers, same shape, same spike, everything is identical. So
if you look at the genomes, the spikes and what they call the 3' and the 5' are not the same. You know, this isn't
I'm talking about coronaviruses in general. Your NL95s, your seasonal influenza, your common cold, those are all coronaviruses. And they are the same as exosomes.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're very similar, but they're not identical. You'd have to see the genome printouts to actually see the difference.
Right.
They're not identical. Now, my point is
the PCR test is not differentiating between those. They're only showing corona, that could be. Not the specific one. That's my point.
No, they're not even showing corona. They're just showing something. If you had a common cold within the last 90 to 120 days, you'll test positive on PCR for COVID. If you had the flu anytime in the last year, if you had a flu shot, even if you had a Hep B or a meningitis shot, you would test positive. These tests are absolute nonsense.
All you have to do is take a test.
Anything in your body that's not normal, the PCR will pick it up. But then you have to go in the laboratory and figure out what that was.
Exactly. You got to have a gold standard test from the blood work to document. And that has not happened here. It flat out, and I don't know if any place in the world it's happened. It certainly hasn't happened in America. Let me comment on, again, going back to the Hopi and Navajo tribe. Over the weekend, it was last weekend, actually, I got a call from my friend. His close friend had tested positive for COVID, and the tribal police were all around my friend Julian saying, you need to be tested. You need to be tested. You need to be quarantined. We have a test positive. And so I said, Julian, can you go down to Flagstaff to another clinic and get a second opinion? Because his friend was really asymptomatic, didn't really have a fever or anything. So they went down, they got a pass, went down to Flagstaff, took the test there, and it was negative. My goodness, this is happening all the time, it seems like.
It is. Have you heard what happened in Tanzania, the president? John Mugufuli has a PhD in chemistry, and he was looking at what was coming across his desk. So he had government employees go get fake samples and send them to the national lab. And a goat, a papaya, and a pawpaw fruit all tested positive for COVID-19, and the rabbit was indeterminate. I mean, this is how unreliable these tests are.
I talked with another doctor in Texas who claimed in his clinic he made up fictitious names on 10 virus tests, sent them in to have them analyzed, and they didn't have any testing. They were just blank swabs, and they all, 10 of 10, came back positive.
Well, that actually happened in Florida, too. That's kind of what triggered what happened in Florida. A young man got killed in a motorcycle wreck, and all of a sudden he's on the COVID death list. But there was a long line of people that were going through this forced testing in one county in Florida. And some of the people, they had other appointments. You know, they're business people. They had things to go do. They left. And in the mail, even though they'd only signed in, In the mail, they got back, they had tested positive, but they weren't even tested at all.
So, and it goes back, again, I believe, I haven't been able to nail this down, but at least in the Hopi Reservation, like every other hospital system, they get a huge amount of money from the government, $30 billion plus slush fund, for every positive case. I know in Utah here it's $98,000. In Idaho it's $100,000. In California it's $154,000. Every state is getting huge amounts of money just for a positive test. So what does that tell you?
They're also getting money. They're also getting money if that person was put on a ventilator. They're getting more money. But it's like the doctors I know, they said if somebody is suffering from pulmonary thrombosis, a ventilator is a death sentence.
Well, they give them money for the deaths, too, so there you go.
Yep, the root of all evil. That's their God. That's their God. They're cha-chinging. I mean, all these, even Amazon and all these other ones that are all connected, you know, they're just bringing in the money right now. Money, money, money. That's what it's all about, unfortunately.
One of the things that's going to shock a jury is even though the rest of us are taking a financial red shower, the wealthiest billionaires in America mysteriously got $434 billion richer during this crisis. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a hard sick thing. Let me ask you.
We're on it. We're on it.
Okay, golly. This can't happen fast enough. Let's look at the military, the U.S. military, the watchdog of the world, okay? I have a concern that individuals who are so used to just obeying orders will, you know, if there's a mandate for vaccinations, which I believe is just a formality, you know, I believe that our military is being programmed and trained right now to not ask questions and to basically enforce the mandatory vaccinations, or maybe there's, you know, again, if they designate those anti-vaxxers, which is what we are, as domestic terrorists, there is no due process. There's no habeas corpus. You're just taken away to an internment camp. I think the military is being programmed now to do just that. Any ideas or comments on that?
That could be, but... I know for, probably 25 or 30 years, the Pentagon had a program trying to indoctrinate the U.S. military into turning on the U.S. people, you know, if the case arose. And it's called TRADOC, indoctrination training. And it backfired in their face. I mean, a large majority of the U.S. military would turn the guns on who gave the order, not on the U.S. people. I don't know how far that's changed since the millennials have come along, because I'm really questioning the education of the millennials. I've been in Europe for 14 years. I mean, there's people in the U.S. military right now that were in the first grade when I moved here. So I don't know what extent that mindset has changed. When I look at Black Lives Matter and Antifa, you know, yes, I get concerned.
We see what's unfolding in Portland. You know, the federal agents that are going in are having no compunction in turning on a lot of tear gas, no matter what side you're on, whether it's the Black Lives Matter Antifa or just the regular citizens. They're just, it's like a training ground, isn't it, to me? Not accidental.
One of the videos that I saw in Portland, they put enough tear gas out there. You could have walked across the river, I think. I've never seen such a fog of tear gas in my life. And that was just because they were out there shouting and chanting back at them. And they bombed them with tear gas. You know, it was a little overbearing.
Yeah. Again, it's all by design. I don't doubt for a minute this is not part of the planned agenda as far back as 10 years ago. I go back and review that Rockefeller Foundation paper that he published in 2010. Part of it was called Operation Lockstep, where a viral pandemic causes changes in the system from a more totalitarian socialist government on down the line. And that's exactly what we see happening, isn't it?
I think it's close, but I think it's kind of a hybrid of this. This is almost like a military / big pharma. You know, they've decided that they now run the show. But out of every defendant that I described earlier, every one of them is either far left liberal nutcase, or they are very well known Bolsheviks, or they are also well known Satanists. And that's when I drew the line and said, we're going to see if we can stop this. There's not a single conservative on the defendants.
Remember that old Western movie with Clint Eastwood, Hang 'Em High?
Yeah. Or The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
I say we start stretching some hemp. I'm serious about that. This is high crimes and misdemeanor, and a firing squad don't waste a bullet on these miscreants. That's my vote.
Well, I can't tell you who the defendants are in this FISA court matter, but once that case goes forward, they don't have a defense. I mean, I've got absolute proof. They not only illegally spied on me, but they illegally shared that information with Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler, which is absolutely against the law. And they tried to drag me in as witness number 8. So I just let this person keep talking. And it was obvious that I was dealing with somebody on the West Coast, which just happened to be Pelosi and Schiff, because there was a noticeable 3-hour time lag. This happened when I was still in Canada last year, which was Eastern time zone. So, yeah, I mean, I had to kind of be real smart in playing that because, you know, I didn't know who I was talking to. But they finally incriminated themselves to the point that that entire cabal will come down when that lawsuit is filed. I mean, they're in big, big trouble. And I'm talking Holder, Comey, all of them. Brennan, Clapper, Obama, Hillary. You know, so, you know, they want the gloves off. You know, I don't have any problem taking the gloves off.
What's the timeline? Do you have any updates on when this is going to come down, or do we need to even worry about it?
It'll be filed late August or early September, both lawsuits. What I've been doing for the last 3 days, in addition to taking care of banking issues, is I've been having to deal with updating who the defendants are because we have new evidence coming in. I mean, there's now about 17 new defendants. You know, the trails, you have to follow these rabbit trails, and when they start crisscrossing, you find out these people have known each other for years, and then you have a video to prove it. You know, that's what we've been dealing with. And a lot of the videos we had to download. We have a separate server. We probably have 4 terabits of information on a separate server, there are videos that incriminate these people. I mean, I've got whole teams working on this.
That's awesome. Well, what do you think, Renee?
I think it sounds wonderful. And between what you're doing, Carl, and I haven't talked to my friend Joy Garner lately, but Joy Garner, we've had her on the show over the last year several times about proving the health of unvaccinated children or people compared to vaccinated. She's got a major lawsuit that she's working on with a bunch of attorneys, anti-vaccine attorneys that I'm in connection with. But between all of this, I mean, I'm all about the inspired word of our creator. In the original language. And I know we are pre-birthing pains of the book of Revelation right now, as Matthew Nolan so graciously teaches, lining it up with the scriptures in the original language. So I encourage anyone that wants to know what's going on in the world today with the book of Revelation to go to our support link on vacinfo.org and watch his book of Revelations teaching, because he is doing an amazing job for Father lining it all up and exposing it, unlike any Christian pastor out there who's, you know, still teaching feel-good messages. But anyway, you know, I pray that it's Father's will. I mean, I'm all about His will. His will be done as it is in heaven on earth. And you know, or on earth as heaven. Anyway, my point is, you know, what He allows, and, you know, it's His battle. This battle's way too big for us. I know that we're all, you know, true and without a doubt, you're one of His scientists. You know, Carl, there's no question that you're a major piece Father's using as well. But ultimately, and I know the audience, a lot of the old audience, because I speak to a lot of them, are believers, and they know that we are in a fight against the enemy. I mean, our Savior defeated the enemy by the blood. So obviously He's coming after our bloodstream, which is with these vaccinations, especially the ultimate Mark of the Beast vaccination. I mean, Corona itself, I think I've said this once on the radio show, and I'll remind everybody, the word Corona, six letters, if you add up the number of the alphabet it is, it lines up to 666. I mean, it's clear as day. What's happening right now scripturally, as well as, you know, as well as the satanic rituals behind the face mask, the satanic rituals behind the 6 feet apart, the satanic rituals behind the 20 minutes of washing your hands, or however many seconds they say. I forgot, I don't do it anyway. But anyway, my point is, it's so obvious. And if anybody wants information on it, I have a wonderful Word document I've created on my laptop, on my desktop, to send to anyone interested, not only showing all the satanic rituals, but of course the exemptions for not wearing a mask. I've got one on right now. I'm waiting for one from Peggy Hall, the healthyamerican.org. She's doing a great job over in California, and she's created a face mask exemption based on religious beliefs, which fortunately we still have as a constitutional right, the right to religious freedom. And so I'm going to be wearing that around my neck. But there's a lot of anyway, I have a Word document. If anyone's interested, contact me. Email me at thevic@vacinfo.org email address, and I'll attach it or send it to you on how deep this is spiritually. I mean, it's, you know, the victory's already been won, hallelujah, but Satan's children, who is behind all this, the Luciferians, the Canaanites, their book tells them they're going to win this time. So, you know, we're working for our Creator, whether we realize it or not. I mean, I know completely what I'm doing for Father, praise Him, and as well as true, and I thank you too, Carl. So we just have to, you know, stand on that faith, knowing that we, you know, we're going to win again, and our Creator, our Savior, is going to come back and finish it all up for us, but we're going to have to go through a lot. I mean, the book of Revelation is, you know, Matthew even gets up and teach. I know you guys want to hear a feel-good message, but I'm in the book of Revelation right now. So he's, you know, we have to go through it. It's not like we're going to be taken up and raptured like Christian indoctrination teaches before it all happens. We're going to be living it. And this is just the birthing pains. This is just the beginning, you know, the beginning. Exactly. What's going to happen in the next 13 weeks is going to be something we've never seen before. The world's never going to be the same, people. We have to wake up and not keep our head in the sand and be sheeple.
One of the things that you and I discussed privately, the only real vaccine I ever got in my life was the polio vaccine back when I was like 7 years old. I'm 69. Twice in my life, I had to get tetanus shots. That was just precaution because I got cut real bad with rusty metal. And the only, I mean, God, I went 30 or 35 years, didn't have to have another shot. Never had a flu shot. I've only had the flu three times in my life, even though I never get the flu shot. But the fourth time I got the flu, and I haven't had the flu since, it was actually given to me by the CDC. It was weaponized H5N1.
Yep.
And I had to have a special concoction mixed up by my sciences called anti-IL-6 therapy to stop the cytokine storm.
Yeah.
And I was well within 3 days, and 5 days later I was in Budapest. My phone rings, and it's CDC demanding that I come in and give them a blood sample. Mm. I said, "We already did a blood sample on the genome. We'll probably see you in court."
Well, I have to tell you, Carl, based on my experience. Go ahead. Did you have a final comment?
Now, here's what's scary. Yeah, no, here's what's scary. Mm-hmm. the scientist that was part of that team that did that weaponized H5N1 is also the guy that was on the team that did the virus-like particles with Novavax. Yep. This is the same guy that Trump canned at BARDA, Dr. Rick White, PhD. This guy is scary.
Yeah, yeah, they're all shapeshifters. One thing I have to say before we go, because we only have a couple more minutes before PRN has to shut us off. But anyway, one thing I've learned through the death of my first child 20 years ago, 1999, a little more over 20 years. Anyway, long short is that even the polio vaccine, Carl, I show in my presentation I do in honor of my baby girl, the disease of polio was coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introduction of the vaccination. The vaccines had absolutely nothing to do with the polio eradication. Even cancer cells, SV40, there's been congressional hearings in the early 2000s, Congressman Dan Burton, finding the monkey viruses, the SV40, simian virus number 40, meaning the 40th monkey virus found in cancer tumors from the polio vaccine, because they use the kidneys of monkeys to attenuate and make the vaccination. I even have a slide in my presentation of my baby girl's results, because the pediatrician that was treating her when I had her on life support came to the hospital and took a vial of her blood and cerebral spinal fluid and sent it to Dr. John Martin, who we've had on the show. He has the Center for Complex Diseases in California, where he tested my baby girl's tissue and found that she had severe levels of this monkey virus, severe levels, and she was barely even injured. I mean, she was so normal. She just didn't talk. I mean, she definitely was injured, but she wasn't a very apparent vaccine injured or autistic child. But anyway, my point is the vaccines are horrible. The tetanus vaccine is the tetanus shot is not a tetanus shot. The tetanus shot is the DPT vaccine, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. And it can't protect you at all. I mean, these are just all the things Father's opened my eyes to since Casey's passing and what we teach, and they belong in the garbage can. They don't belong in the human body. Breast milk, Father's nursing of mothers to the child is his vaccine. And of course, building our immune system, and people can listen to past shows to learn all about that. All right, we have another minute now. Does anyone have any final comments, True or Carl?
A question on your daughter. Did she take the Salk, the dead virus vaccine, or the Sabin attenuated virus?
I'm pretty sure it was the oral vaccine. I believe it was the oral one. I can't really remember. Okay. It's been so long ago. But all I know is, every round she received, all the way from the very first one she received, the hepatitis B caused hypotonia. Every one of them damaged her cells.
Yeah, well, and also the tetanus vaccine that I had were back in the 60s. They were not the new ones that they're doing, trying to cover three things, and they're adding in other things there. So this was even before the fetal cells were coming into the
vaccine. Wonderful. So, yeah, I just don't believe man needs to intervene with Father's perfect immune system, because you can't perfect perfection. But thank you, Carl, very much for being on our show again. True, do you have any final words before we close out?
Nope, I just can't wait and hope you stay protected. Stay safe, Carl. You're doing a great work, and God bless you, sir.
Yes, and we'll keep you in our prayers, Carl. You are listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. On the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and Yah bless.